Morning, Rep. How are you, sir?
Jack Corey doesn't stop moving much during the session. He knows every senator, every representative, and their staffs. Corey's clients include the Florida and National Greyhound Associations. He recently testified before senators about a bill that would require dog tracks to report greyhound injuries and deaths.
I will continue, as I have told Senator Sobel, to talk to other members of the Senate and members of the House on stopping injuries now, not waiting for reporting later. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Corey.
Corey has spent decades in Florida politics. He started this day with four shots of espresso before dawn.
Lobbying is not brown bags and martini lunches. My day starts at 5 a.m. in the morning on most days. It very seldom ends before 10 o'clock or midnight. We will be in Saturday and Sundays during the last weeks of the session trying to get appropriations. And these are not appropriations necessarily for special interest. We represent the Boys and Girls Clubs. We obviously also represent some business clients, too.
Corey sees himself as an educator, teaching lawmakers about the changes his clients are seeking. His typical day during session involves lots of committee meetings and individual meetings with legislators. He's armed with one-page documents containing bullet points of information. They come in handy when he runs into lawmakers like Miami Democratic Representative Keone McGee.
This is for your Boys and Girls Club down in Miami. This bill will be up next week.
I'll circle it around.
Appreciate you. Thank you very much, Rep.
Corey was part of a boys' club as a teenager up north, where he learned how to be a radio broadcaster. He spent time in the Air Force, worked in marketing, and eventually started running political campaigns. Corey sat down for a chat before another long day of lobbying at the Capitol. He says most lobbyists are ethical, and he's really annoyed by the law that bans lobbyists from giving gifts to legislators or even buying them a cup of coffee.
People like to perceive that we only represent special interests. I have to speak a lot to college students and other youth groups that come to the Capitol, and the first thing I ask them is the profession of their parents and whether their parents are a nurse, a doctor, a banker, a realtor. I bring to their attention that each one of their parents employs a lobbyist, and they have a lobbyist in the Capitol, and I tell them where their offices are. So once they realize that every one of their families are being touched by somebody who is representing their family before the state legislature, they realize it's not quite as sinister.
Certainly there are people who think that lobbying is about making backroom deals. What does the law say you can do?
We have some state statutes that require honesty, ethics, require registration, require full disclosure of your clients, require factual testimony, require honesty, and we do all of those things. And if you don't, you don't survive around here very long.
Why do companies or organizations need to have a lobbyist?
They need to have one so that their views are put forth before the legislature and so that they can stay at home taking care of their business. Now, that does not mean that those folks back home don't have to be involved in their public affairs program. They have to participate 52 weeks a year in doing their grassroots back home.
What are the biggest challenges you face in doing your job?
Getting citizens, members of associations involved in their grassroots. We probably do more grassroots than any of our colleagues because it is hard work. You have to travel the state. This is a very, very big peninsula to run up and down. But once a client, once an association, once a business sees the effectiveness of the fact that they made those phone calls and those visits in June, July, and August, and they see the rewards of that during the 60 days of the session, then it becomes much more productive for them.
Are there any laws you think could be changed to help make your job easier?
Well, the gift law is obviously probably one of the silliest things the legislature ever did to itself. Term limits is equally as silly. We certainly wouldn't tell doctors or bankers or brain surgeons that you could only serve for 8 years. And after you've been a brain surgeon for 8 years, you have to go find a new job. But yet that's what we tell our public officials in Florida. Once you get the experience and the knowledge of the process, and this is a very complicated process, to have a citizen legislature, a part-time legislature, it's very, very difficult. And term limits is the bane of the productiveness of the legislature. The gift law just broke the camaraderie of members being able to break bread with each other, to make it some sort of a sinister thing that a not-for-profit cannot take their legislator out for dinner and sit down and try to talk to them about their issues is just silliness. Nobody who is honest, moral, legal, and ethical is going to sell their soul for a meal.
Is there any time that you can tell us about an issue that you've had to deal with involving maybe a conflict of interest where it really impacted your job and you had to make some new decisions?
We are very sensitive to conflicts and probably turn down more clients each year than we accept because of that. We will not accept a client unless we think there is something we can do for them. We also make it very clear to our clients, they pay us, but we work for the legislature. We have as many moral and ethical obligations to each member of the legislature to tell them the truth. And if you don't do that, then you're not around here very long.
Jack Corey runs public affairs consultants in Tallahassee with his wife, Kina. He's been lobbying the Florida legislature for more than 20 years. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.